you have a clear and present help. Your non-physical is so strong you summon Dion.
Yeah, that's like humanity hasn't even realized what I've done.
Well, but you...
Well, let's go into that. Let's go into that. Bob had summoned the second coming, for God's sakes. I mean, that's amazing alchemy.
And calling it the first coming, because he didn't remember this the first coming. So he's calling the second coming the first coming.
There well, no, I'm just putting on the Christian culture. They think it's the second coming, but I'm...
I understand. I yield. And yet you act like it. That's the way it is.
What's that referred to, Carol? What is?
That it's the first coming when it's the second coming, when it was really the first coming of the second time of the first coming. So maybe it's the second coming of the first coming. No. Somebody was coming.
Anyways, it was pretty... Look, the point is it was pretty impressive that I evoked Ion, and now people are listening to it on the radio, and they're just flabbergasted. What the heck is this? This is incredible when this thing goes on for 2 hours and knows everything and clarifies everything. It makes a lot of sense.
And resonates with their non-physical.
Yeah, and they get changed. I got changed just listening to... occasionally I go, I evoke this? Well, I guess... I mean, I'm thinking this is the new alchemy. This is the awesome new alchemy, creative phenomenon.
It's not the new alchemy. It's the alchemy that actually only... The only alchemy that's ever worked ever, anyway.
Well, has
it's
anybody...
not the new alchemy, it's just the alchemy. It's alchemy. This is what they meant.
Yes, yes. And
good. That's good. Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, this is the real alchemy. Now, the thing is that there's been prophets before. There's
Don't you dare go. No, 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 no. No, no, no.
There haven't been prophets before?
Prophets are what they do with TARP money.
Okay.
You won't be paralleled into prophets. No, 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 no. That's what an individual human creator can attain, is prophet status. But then they're constantly on the ring of the judgment seat. Because the only time they need a prophet is when that they're less than or lack of. Once they understand that they're God, they don't need the words of a prophet.
Right, okay.
The words of the prophet will be written in the subway walls.
Right, I remember that one. That's a good one. But the we're trying to talk about the phenomenon of Ion, and I'm trying to say, this is the first time. It's the first time that we had somebody on electric media who has can be heard by one and all, altering them, mutating them. That's now. Yeah. Then I thought, well, maybe this has happened in a smaller scale before.
When?
In villages or something.
Never.
In villages. You know, those medieval places before they had the printing press.
Oh, no, we thought you'd know about Greenwich.
Yeah. Well, that's what this is. We're bringing Ion to Greenwich Village eventually. So the... we have... Ion is accurate. We need to... Delphi Oracle, they had garbled on drugs, whatever they were on, steam, and all that stuff. Priests canceling.
Oh, don't say that out loud, Bob. Everybody will go, man, did you hear? They've created a new drug. They call it steam. Let's go sniff some steam. How do you smoke the steam?
Okay, fine. No, I got that. They won't do that. The thing is that Ion, it is the first time, in a way, that we've allowed ourselves to remember the experience of having someone on the radio taking calls and affecting non-physical. Okay.
Yeah, they don't do that. I mean,
who's
they?
Who's they?
They're what you call medium.
That's right. I was saying to Carol Day, I don't think there's any medium that's on the radio. Now, there are a few.
Now,
just a minute. Esther, yeah, we'll get that. I was just saying to Carol that there's a couple advertised at the top of the hour, but they sound flaky. I was saying to Carol, there's nobody as powerful as Ion or resonant.
Well, now, Jane Roberts would have been.
Yeah.
Okay. She would have been, but she got crossways with her relationship with Robert F. Butts.
Okay.
So he couldn't allow it to. It could be a book. It could be written. Okay, and then you have Illusions.
Yeah.
That one was pretty close, but they didn't give any answers. There wasn't anything practical. It was just, how the woo-woo could be made wooed. You could woo the woo-woo.
Right.
But it did give interesting topical conversations. Now,
did J.W. Yeah, read, are you drawing on J.W. for that, or he didn't read Illusions?
He doesn't know any of that.
Okay, good.
Never heard of it.
Right. Good, go ahead. And then, okay. So Jean could, if there was, she could have gone on FM radio or something if Butts hadn't gotten in the way. She could have. Did she want to?
No, she had to be laying on a bed, prostrate, with her nightgown on. And
yeah, I got that. But did she want to go on the radio?
No, she didn't. She was scared.
Okay, and Butts exploited that or worked within that limitation. Thought that, well, she's scared. Let's be careful with her. That kind of protection.
Well, she became fragile. She became so fragile. She decided to transition.
Okay, we got that. So that's her, and then I think you were going to go into Esther.
Well, Esther has done radio shows. They have to be privatized, meaning not open.
Yeah.
It has to be a closed canon. Abraham has to choose who gets to ask a question.
How do they do that on the radio?
Well, it's done on the internet. They internet the question in. And then it gets sieved through Esther for Abraham to choose who the lucky contestant on The Price is Right or The Vibration
That's ridiculous.
Is Right.
That's ridiculous.
Joe, to funnel that place.
All right.
And
so
a question that fit into the topical conversation of the meme that Abraham is presenting and no other one.
Yeah, how does Esther sift it? She's looking at the email or, you know, I don't know how she does. Was that all done instantly? Like who gets to ask Abraham a question? How's that judged if she was on the radio?
Jerry.
All right, goes through Jerry. Okay. Now this, you know, on show 222 celebrating Ion would be appropriate. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I know this. This is way beyond what anybody's ever experienced. To have it for 2 hours and us, the range of topics we bring up just must blow everybody away. I'm interested in hearing this. We're getting a few letters. People are stunned, but maybe Ian could say, there are people out there who don't write us who are like totally blown away, but what the hell is this, right?
Yeah, and it's so far, it's not too foreign.
Yeah.
See, because otherwise Ian would have probably come in the days of Edgar Cayce. But you see, to say what we say in the days of Edgar Cayce, my stars.
Yeah, you would have been arrested. Ridiculous.
Killed.
Yeah, killed.
Not arrested, killed.
Yeah,
and
so,
you go, well, that's really smart. How are you going to kill non-physical? That ought to be interesting.
They will try, though. They would definitely.
Well, okay, that's exactly right. It's not like, you aren't non-physical. We're going to send you back to non-physical. Well, wait, we are in non-physical. Well, we're not going to have you speak those words because that's not going to work. We're going to quilt your words. We go, but isn't it in your heart? Why don't you give your non-physical some, no, we have no non-physical. We ain't going to have that non-physical stuff. We're going to only bring this from empirically provable evidentiary states of knowing. And everything else is not. So, there you go.
Yeah, no, when I think of, I think, well, in this crazy Android meme world, what would, like, I've discussed the Android meme, and people say, well, Bob, what can we do about it?
Now, a lot of people you discuss that with, they don't even know what that is.
I know, but they would get involved and say, well, they sort of intuit, oh, well, Bob, what do we do about it? You kind of paralyzed me with this. What do we do about it? Well, I said cold fusion, but the thing is to have Ion is an interesting way to answering people's questions about what to do because Ion, if they listen, mutates them right on the spot. You know, that's incredible alchemy.
Mm-hmm.
So it came up today that a new person I Skyped with, interesting, her name is Iona, I-O-N-A, and she was named by her father after Ion, which was A-I-O-N, and it's an essay written by Carl Jung, but it was a deity. I could read the definitions. Are you aware of A-I-O-N as a concept in history?
Just ask your questions, yes.
Yeah, so I was wondering if is it interesting, Carol, you know, Iona, on this day, I find out she was named by her father from Aeon. I think he put the A of A-I-O-N at the end, so it's Iona. But talking to her today, that now we're talking to Ion about Aeon, that must be a night. And we're getting this from Iona, someone with a very similar name. Mm-hmm. So that's nice and poetic. So Ion, could you tell us a little bit about Aeon, or shall I read you a couple of Wikipedia entries about it?
We can't answer questions that you aren't asking. What do you want to know?
Well, let's just see what
You want us to see if we know what the Wikipedia says regarding it? Well, you have the Wikipedia, so would you like us to correct the Wikipedia? What do you want?
Yeah, so we're looking at, here it is, A-I-O-N, deity. Ion, also known as A-E, like A-Eon, A-E-O-N, was a minor Anatolian deity in classical times. Ion was considered in late antiquity to be another form of Osiris hyphen Dionysus. Well, that's pretty big. Ion should not be confused with the similarly named Aeon, A-E-O-N, a Gnostic term for a certain type of divine entity, of which there were multiple instances. Now, I'm asking, Ion recommended your name Ion in that email I didn't know was coming from you back in March. And so you knew to be called, you preferred to be called Ion if we accepted it, correct?
Correct. If you accepted it, that's correct.
Yeah. Were you thinking of this A-I-O-N tradition?
No, because their references go back to the grain gods and back to some of your Egyptian lore.
Yes.
Dagos, Xanthar, some of the Panthonian sides of mythology picked this up as well. So, no, not so much.
Yeah, so it's Ion has Ion's reasons for being called Ion, nothing to do with history.
Well, it's as good a name as any.
But it resonates so much with so much because we never really went into this. We've suggested to you, but we thought, Carol and I thought, well, Ion's appropriate because Ion was a mythical god that was raised by the priestesses of the Delphi Oracle, and
yeah.
Carol and I have worked with several mediums pretty closely, Dave Worster, Michael Blake Reed, so we're like we've traditionally been in that part of the New Age, working with oracles,
Old Age, yeah.
Yeah, so that it was appropriate that what we created was Ion, it fit, right? So
of course,
yeah.
And so therefore it did, so you allowed it, and non-physical worked it out. Now, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Now, you take credit for it, but it was actually your non-physical that soothed you into it.
Yes, and then into creating Ion with the name Ion, the appropriate name, the appropriateness of
Correct.
The name Ion.
Yeah, because you could call us Bob, too. Or we could have been, we could have been Bob Dobbs. Boy, that'd been fun to have Bob talking to Bob. That's been fun. but non-physical would hang it up because sometimes Bob Dobbs is Bob Neverett. So then it'd have to be Bob Neverett Dobbs. Bob Neverett Dobbs. There you go. Bob Neverett Dobbs.
Yes.
Also Marshall, however.
You know, that's interesting. When I play with the All Slack people, when I announce a cash flow show, I call you their guy is called J.R. Bob in quotes Dobbs. And so I say, here's J.R. Ion Dobbs. So I imply we got the real Bob Dobbs coming through J.W., so that's fun. But the other thing is you get the McLuhan level of having Ion being the technology today, you know, the lithium battery. That was really great. And then you have the Ion field. It covers so many levels of appropriateness that you couldn't get a more perfect name. And then
perfect. There you go. And you're non-physical. Push that down let it slide down your throat hole, and your mind accepted it as your physical's creation.
That's right. Now, Carol, are you listening to this?
That's what we're talking about. That's what we've been trying to say all night long, finally.
Yeah, how Ion came
your
forward.
Vernacular.
Yeah, how Ion came forward was an example.
Was when Bob, gave your non-physical enough latitude that allowed it to come into your experience.
All right.
And you desired it. You didn't, that's not how it is. Nah, we can't do this. Nah, you didn't do that. You embraced it. You gave appreciation toward it. You convinced JW that it was appropriate. He didn't have a problem with it, but he didn't have a clue how that was going to work.
Yeah, I hardly did anything. It just said, hey, let's do this. Okay.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. You gave your non-physical enough airtime that it slid down your throat hole and you enjoyed it.
Right. Now, what is coming through the ninth?
Good. That's good. Good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
So what is coming through the ninth gate to get to Maui? Being in Maui for...
Fifth gate.
Oh, we entered in the fifth gate and end up in the ninth?
Look, but you're... No.
Oh, we came through the fifth gate. Okay, right. Right.
Don't you read. Don't... Yeah. No, easy there, Trigger. Don't... Now, easy.
Yeah.
You've been saying okay. The ninth gate, Bob.
Lately, I forgot it was the fifth gate we came
through. It is the fifth gate. You're coming to the ninth gate, but you ain't there yet.
Oh, okay. Mm. So the fifth... But coming through the fifth gate and getting to Maui, and we were here six or eight or nine months, was that a necessary... Did we need to be into... Do we want to be in this environment to complete the relaxing process to allow...
No.
There must have been other factors of the timing then.
Well, you didn't necessarily even want to go, Bob.
No, but I mean, once I got here and enjoyed Maui, did that
help? That's where you do everything.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay,
so
but
you could be in the bowels of Antarctica and you're so happy you can't see straight.
Yeah,
you
that's
have to
right.
Wait for the sun to go down to even get a connection from a satellite to have any chip body at all, and you'd be just so tickled to death. You'd say, hey, Carolyn, let's go eat a seal, okay? Tartar. Carolyn, do we eat seals? Yes, Bob, we eat seals. Okay, it's got a lot of good amino acids in those seals. They're good.
Yeah, the only reason I'm on the web and doing this is because it was here. Oh, we might as well do this. It doesn't matter if you do it or not. We'll do it. Now they get 500 YouTubes out there. Oh, okay, but the... I'm sort of wondering, there must have been some significance of doing this in Maui. No significance at all.
No significance at all.
But it is significant to me and Carolyn because it's such a great place to do it in. It's so comfortable.
Well, but what we're trying to tell you is that it's the non-physical that's in you that makes that appropriately...
Delicious.
Pleasant. Delicious, pleasant, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is a perfect size house to do this.
Until you have to move.
Yes, and which I was just thinking about, yeah, when we get really huge, we'll have to go to another place. But I don't want to, but we will. We'll have to go somewhere else. I don't know, as Ion gets more known, I guess, something like, some effect like that. Or maybe we won't. We'll have both houses. We'll go back and forth, right? Ion, do you like that? Okay, so...
Yeah, you can straighten the pillows in many houses, Bob.
Yeah, I just like the fact we don't have to do anything here. Everything is looked after for us. If we had our own property, we'd have to hire some people.
Bob?
What? Oh, what?
Bob, I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, which part?
How many lawnmowers have you run since you've been married?
One. Yeah, at our last place, I did. It broke, though.
Of course.
They did it a few times.
Okay.
Then Carolyn took over.
In how many years?
Okay. I get you. Yeah, we don't need to go
Ever.
Through it. We won't need...
Ever.
We don't need... Everything will be looked after constantly. Yeah, that's why I go down that road. Okay, back to the interesting phenomenon of Ion. That it seems to me appropriate today... When theater and entertainment, movies, everything is so crapped out and second rate, as McLuhan would say, that the best way to do theater today is actually, since science is crappy, the mysticism is crap, everything's crappy, then we need a new phenomenal alchemy, and this is it. This is the new alchemy. I agree. So it was very good that Ion showed up to provide.
And your non-physical allowed that. And that's the point.
Yeah, that's where Bob gets a little credit. He's not JW, but he gets
Bob
the credit for...
Bob can have all the credit. It's not about the credit, you see.
Yeah, I know it's not about credit, but on the level where people wonder about credit, well, Bob got the credit because he allowed it to happen. That's what I can understand. You know what I mean?
Okay.
A lot of people may not have allowed it to happen.
Well, they would have nodded right out of their experience, so that's okay.
Yeah, nod, did you say?
Nah.
Nod it right out of their experience. Oh, so this don't matter. It's the one thing I didn't nah. Nah.
You embraced.
Right.
You embraced.
And it was very done almost like creation by default because I...
No. This was not by default. Typically, you call that by default because that's how you can just easily go through it. But no. This was deliberate intention.
When did I start intending it?
Well, you started intending it when Michael Blake Reed said, I'm not playing with you anymore.
Ah, right. That's right.
And Dave Worster couldn't keep up with his own crowd, and they got to fighting amongst their own non-physical selves. And then the Church of Subgenius started playing with stuff outside of the dynamics of even schizophrenia.
Yeah.
And then you come into the willows, willows, and you were seeking the experience.
That's right, and not conscious, definitely not conscious of it. Carol found willows. It's exactly the 3-2-1 in you. It's just it kept bumping into me.
You kept bumping into it.
Yeah. But it's almost like it kept bumping into me. I wasn't even...
Well, the non-physical kept trying to get to slide down your throat hole, and then that wouldn't suit you, and that didn't suit you, and that didn't suit you. And everyone that did suit you that you could align with, they fell away.
They decided
not so much.
Right.
But we're just mostly non-physical. We're not non-physical all the time. We're just sometimes non-physical. And so our non-physical bumps into other non-physicals, and that can't work. Because then which non-physical is more non-physical than the other non-physical? So we have a problem here. And you got to listen to us, or you're not in our non-physical. You'll be in their non-physical. And if you stay in their non-physical, then you certainly can't be of our non-physical. So this non-physical must not be superior to that non-physical. And after about 2.3 seconds, you're like, what in the hell are we talking about, and why?
Yeah. Okay.
So I buy one more CD, and it'll make it all clear for me. You know, how does this go?
Okay, so to me, it seems that ION is the most perfect opportunity expression of this situation at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask about...
We would say thank you, but we acknowledge that.
Did you say you wouldn't or you would?
We would say thank you, but we already acknowledge that.
Yes. So
for us, that's almost past tense.
Right. I was talking to Carolyn today about how I ignored science, chemistry, didn't really... And I was waiting for the real knowledge, or the knowledge that would be better and wouldn't get you into rabbit holes. Carolyn...
You're in charge of the rabbit hole business, but
well, let me just
wait a second. You can finish. Hold your thought. What you're actually asking is, it's okay to have a conundrum. It's not okay for every dynamic to end up in the same conundrum.
I don't know about that. Let me say what I was going to say, then figure out how that relates to it. I was just saying to Carolyn today that I didn't study science and biology. She had to for her medical degree, so she knows how to do it, but she ignored it like I did in a way. I just didn't go into it. But so I ignored everything. Now I find with ION, ION sort of gives me what is, and then I can relate that to knowledge and decide what part of human false premise knowledge I want to put on or adapt. But I'm glad, like, for a scientist someday, today, to show up and confront ION, or just hear ION, they're going to say, well, that makes everything that I thought about is silly. You know what I mean? And that's hard for them to do. So I kept myself loose and fancy.
Well, but they do it every day, so.
Right? Yeah. No, they do it. So I kept myself loose and fancy free, so that I was ready for ION when it showed up. But, so the point was, I was saying is, so we got here. Oh, yeah. So I was probably looking to create a great, quote, art form, and that would include theater, science, alchemy, mysticism, hockey, woo-woo, everything. And we have the opportunity with ION to do everything and also start a new civilization or a new meme or some new catalyst into the timeless. So to me, it's a great, great realization of, you know, planned intended work. I can see the last 40 years. And it's also great to be doing it with a great woman, so that, you know, it's not just a male or a female doing it. It's a duo. That's what I like. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait. You were talking about Connie.
Yes. Not J.W. Oh, they thought I was them? I didn't thought I saw with them, Carol?
We are genderless.
Oh, yeah, that's
no,
right.
We have no problem speaking about fallopian tubes or genital warts. It makes no difference to us. We can talk about them all. It's okay.
Yeah, so we get emails saying, we love your show, James. We love Ion. We love Bob. We love Karen. We love you, James. The thing is that we're probably one of the rare shows that is putting out a knowingness and a fun and a joy. You know what I mean? That's probably what we're emanating, all four of us, right? Maybe James not so much. James is he's a good voice for the public to identify with. Oh, that's the confused guy, right? You know what I mean? But the energy of Carol and I and Ion is probably not happening much anywhere right now. Would you agree?
Correct.
Yeah, so that's magical right there, and an alchemy.
Your magic.
Beg pardon?
Your magic.
Yeah, our magic. So so that's the overview, which was good. Now, so we did Ion. So I had this technical question. We'll get to that in a minute. I wanted to ask about Paul Shockley. Has he got to he was the medium for cosmic awareness after Dave Worster. He transitioned in May 2006, I think. Did he get to the guff yet?
No.
Do you know who I mean?
Yes.
Can you touch him?
Well,
non-physical touches everybody, right?
Do we want to?
Right, so I was asking...
There's a very interesting place there, and here's the anomaly there.
Yeah.
Is he was confused in his own non-physicalness.
Yes, I think Dave Worster would agree.
And so much so that it caused his own conundrum or anomaly that was more distracting than it was embracing meaning. Let me finish.
More distracting than energizing.
Yes, of course. It was always about how this was appropriate and this was not, and this couldn't be and this was not. And every time they got it, it got everybody to the place of going, okay, aha. Then he'd go, no, no, no. It was like this. And then they didn't know which end was up. And then even Dave Worster, who was...
pretty confident. He kind of knew.
He did. He didn't always engage, but he knew. He didn't engage, but he knew.
Yeah, he had experienced clarity, so he knew. It sounds like Paul never got clarity.
It would wax and wane a bit.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I know I bring it out of Dave or remind him of it when I talk to him. I can get him into where he gets clear for a while, you know.
Yeah, for a while.
Yeah, but I couldn't do that with Paul. He couldn't even talk to Paul, probably.
Correct, because Paul wasn't having it because he was, well... We're not being mean. We're giving an analogy.
Yeah.
He was often drunk on his own liquor.
Yeah, yeah. And
his superiority was more important than the words that he had to say.
That's right. So I think I recognize that. So we avoided him, but we would get his readings just to track it. But I'd always talk to Dave for freshness, you know, or create co-freshness. I had a question about Lennon LaRouche. He's 87 years old, and he's still going on running his political cult. He's a pretty interesting old-fashioned political economist. So I was listening to a speech by him done on December 3rd, and he says the solution for America is to join up with India, China, and Russia, four powers, and create that floating railroad, Magneto, whatever that thing is called.
Magneto
kind of railroad. Magva. No, there's the Magva. They're in France, whatever that train is called. and you have it go across Asia, no, Bering Strait, down North America, South America, somehow get over to Africa and across Asia. You can make this railway go right around the world. So he has this vision, and he says, we need to do this, get NASA activated and head towards the moon. We need this 50-year project, 50-year vision, to activate the young kids who don't have any vision, activating them. And so he's talking basically about United States powerful, India, China, and Russia are powerful. Let's get these four people together, create four entities, countries, and create a fixed rate exchange system, not have this virtual computerized economy that flops about and has no anchor. And as I'm listening to present this vision, it's very good articulate vision, but the problem is, and he doesn't know it, is the U.S. are not welcome by China and Russia and India. Would you agree with what I'm just saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like we will be allowed to appear to be in relation to them because China doesn't want America to disappear, but we're just going to be allowed. We're the Frito of the Godfather family, or America is. You know what I mean? We're allowed. They tolerate us, but we're not allowed to be in the center of action, right? That's what you're saying there. And so India, China, and LaRouche, who's his network is very informed, as much as they can through secular means, they say a big agreement was set up between Russia and China a few weeks before December 3rd. I don't know the exact date. That was very significant. Would Ion agree with that? That there's this very significant relationship that's been developed between Russia and China, a foundation point for the next 50 years, 20 years, as we move into the 21st century? Would you agree with that? I don't think you would, because China, the government China, and that's what Luz was talking about, isn't that strong.
Right. I mean, they're still big, they're just not what you were calling a superpower.
Right, but the Chinese people and the money masters
are a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, they are the ones that are going to determine what's happening in a lot of ways. And so LaRouche doesn't know that. See, he's just dealing with governments and we'll call it newspaper knowledge. He's not aware of the secret stuff that's happening. But it's a practical vision to market, you know, bring India, China, and Russia and the United States together. But I'm just asking Ian to confirm that that cannot happen because the United States has been freedoed, sidelined. Yeah, okay. So, Carolyn, did you want to go into anything?
Even so.
All right, so I wanted to go into LaRouche. I wanted to go into Ion, A-E-I-O-N. We did A-I-O-N. We did that. I wanted to go into the phenomenon of iron as the new alchemy, the new theater. And it may sound preposterous to people, but we can visualize this as founding a new civilization. And Ion did say one day there was Knight Templardom, Christendom, and now there's Iondom. And that's pretty putting our scene on a pretty high level, though we were not going to repeat Christendom. I understand that. But Ion sees its role as significant right now.
Which role?
The many roles you're engaging in. The YouTube Ion, there's the radio Ion, there's the private readings Ion.
The half brother to your bastard children, Bob.
Oh yeah, the mystery body. There's the mystery. One of the new. There's new body. So Ion is the fusion of the four bodies. Now that's an interesting point. We've discovered we have two mystery bodies. We have the unknown mystery landscape, but we've surfaced and excavated mystery body one, mystery body two. Mystery body one was access to parallel worlds. Mystery body two was being abducted by actual foreign world operatives, two levels. Now, Ion itself is a mystery body of the mystery landscape, or it is the mystery landscape?
Well, it depends on your point of connection.
And definitely.
We hope that it is, but that's up to the individual human creator.
Well, I said that, you know, over the last 4 years, gradually the chip body, the TV body, and the astral body, and physical body were merging. And to the degree you think of the chip body and the astral body merging, we approximate that with Ion being on YouTubes and being in the media, which has never happened before. What?
Yes.
Yeah, never happened before. But let's not limit to the astral chip. It's the TV and the chemical body. So since I was pronouncing that, I have manifested the fusion of those four, and it includes an aspect of the mystery landscape because it's a new part of, it's always been there. Mystery landscape's always there. It's just what we don't know yet. We did not know Guff could show up and do what it's doing today. In general, maybe a few people did. Maybe the Dalai Lama did.
So we would be considered then the Asian flair of Tex-Mex.
The Asian flair of Tex-Mex. Now, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. You know, Tex-Mex is music, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's food.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Tex-Mex, but it can, okay. And Asian flair, is that a kind of?
Mm-hmm. It's a type of food.
Right, so what you're saying is an east-west fusion here.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then a north-south, east-west, north-south. But the thing is that I've been energizing the concept of the merging of these four bodies, and people say, well, what's the fifth body? I said, well, that's the mystery landscape, and we don't know what it is. But definitely an aspect of the mystery landscape is in Ion's capabilities of discussing, like the Yaley girl and the parallels.
Mm-hmm.
All
mm-hmm.
that stuff is... We didn't know, and now we can hear about an Ion, can be an expert quote on it and tell us what's happening. So Ion has...
So much expert is just the parts that can resonate with the individual embracer, not a creator, embracer.
No, that's yeah, true, because there's a lot more about the mystery landscape that Ion hasn't even told us about.
Oh, my stars, it's not even really begun.
Yeah, and just dealing with the parallel worlds and this and that that we're engaging... In 10 years, will look like, well, that wasn't even true. You know what
well,
I mean?
It wasn't even experienced. Don't not say true. Say it wasn't even experienced. That's good.
Yeah, but that means there's other experiences. I mean, it's true to the degree we experience it, but...
You accept it. No, you know. Hell no. It's true to the point you accept it.
Yeah, okay, got that. So we are accepting these things.
I mean, how can Evelyn be a homosexual if she doesn't have homosexual relationships?
So,
I mean, it's an anomaly. So you can't be found guilty for something you didn't do. But the point is if you're frustrated in that place of not enjoying or embracing that experience, you might as well be. Because now you've been judged because you have those feelings even though you've never even acted on it.
Mm-hmm. That talking about Evelyn, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
We're saying that...
Was that more gibberish or something?
No, that's more... You're explaining the acceptance of experience, I think. Right, Carol?
Okay.
You only experience what you accept.
No, judge yourself by...
What you think you think.
What you think you think. Okay, so the... So I'm saying that the parallel worlds, they're real... But there's more, it's more complicated than that, maybe.
Sure, let's say it this way. Okay, you think you're homosexual.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't act on it. You don't have that relationship, right?
Yeah.
And you're in a dogmatic position to where that's wrong.
Yeah.
Or inappropriate, or a sin, or to go to hell, or an abomination, right?
Right.
Whether or not you ever engage it, you have now had those maybe thoughts or feelings without activating them, well, you're still going to be found less than because you had that feeling or thought.
Right.
So therefore, you are promoting the abomination side of your own life and your own beingness.
Yeah.
Well, so you screwed yourself without getting screwed.
Right. And that could be in relation to us knowing about the parallel worlds,
mm-hmm.
believing in them, but not allowing ourselves to experience them.
Correct. And if you have some, and if that's wrong to think that, and you think it anyway, then you are judging. You'll judge yourself.
Yeah.
Because you embrace those thoughts, those
right.
inappropriate feelings, those inappropriate knowings.
That's right. So we know about the parallel worlds. We experience it, but we can't remember. And if we don't remember, we don't. we put ourselves down for not remembering it.
Correct. Good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
So I see Ion as a creation of Bob's four bodies merging with the mystery landscape to present a mystery body. So Ion is one of the mystery bodies on display today. Even though it's more than a mystery body, but within the framework, it's a mystery. It's a known part of the mystery landscape that's shown up. It's becoming known, right?
So, well, it's always known. It's just being resonated.
Yeah, it's being
having people are having resonance regarding it.
Yeah, like the organ, it's bouncing off all the sphere, all parts of the sphere.
Good.
Yeah. So the Ion is a children of the thinking I was doing the last few years of merging the bodies into something new, and I did talk about the mystery landscape last year, and then Ion showed up. So that's appropriate, right? So I solved the problem of what would happen if you merged the four bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, Ion's awake again, Carol, more alive again.
Right.
Yeah. So now, in terms of the Nazis, the wave, these particular questions, which I don't particularly want to ask them, the wave is going to happen or not happen, and we're creating it, so it's almost like a quantum thing. You can't see it same time you measure its momentum. You follow that? There's no point talking about the wave because it may not happen, because it depends on human creators. Though I almost say it is going to happen, but you can't. It might not happen for 40 years from now.
If there was time.
If there was time, yeah, it could have already been.
Right, it could
killed
have.
You and you didn't notice.
So and as we learn more about the weird nature of existence, that would be even stronger possibility.
See, that's the fun thing, is it's not weird. That's the fun part. This is the simplest thing in the whole wide world. The only reason it's weird is it's a little odd, different than what you're typically normally accustomed to allowing.
Hmm.
And that's all.
But the idea, Ken, we were killed in the plane crash or in the wave and didn't notice it. And that'd be another aspect. If we lived in eternity here, Carolyn, and didn't transition, we wouldn't know where we were, and how would we know if we didn't transition? So you can't you can't die, because you wouldn't know if you did.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now you're making sense, Bob.
Yeah, that's a good one. You'll never know, Carol, whether we actually pulled it off or not. Because we might have died anyways and didn't know it. And because it's a nebulous state anyways, even those that are dead don't know that they've transitioned in a strange way. They're just feeling better, less contrast.
Now, you're righter than you know.
Yeah.
You're righter than you know. There are those... We don't want to make this way, but we've got to get you got us here, so we got to deal with it.
Yeah, we go that way, and so we can get back over here.
Yeah, called confused, maybe confused spirits.
Yeah.
See, they're confused. But now we're telling you the human creator is very, very, very powerful. You could lose a mate and hold their spirit here.
Mm. Yeah, we talked about that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely can. There we go.
And that's within confused spirits?
No. We're not trying to say that. We're saying like a husband-wife thing. You know, a husband dies and the wife doesn't want him to go. You can hold the spirit from the husband's spirit from transitioning.
And the person who's still here
has the power to create that, to imbue that.
And
earth.
Sort of feel they're still here.
No, they are still here.
Do they see them?
They can.
They can, but often don't have to. They just are here. They know they're here.
Well, if you find those that have done that, they'll fight you. They'll say, sitting right there, what the hell's wrong with you?
Right. Okay.
Why can't you see? What do you mean you can't see? They're right there. You're standing on his foot, get off.
Right. So is that a problem for the spirit that's magnetized to stay here?
No.
Okay, so in that sense, for that woman who's still here, the guy didn't die. That
right.
Didn't transition. And then eventually, now if the husband pulled themselves away, it might be hard to do, she would feel it.
Yes, they do.
And then she would transition, probably.
Many do.
Yeah, once they know, can the spirit that she's holding, can they leave? Or are they just held?
Wait a minute now let's get that right now. The spirit that she's withholding, can they leave?
No, that she's holding. The husband's spirit is still being held by her. She's living.
Right.
Can that husband say, I've had enough of this?
Nope.
So you are...
No contrast.
Yeah, so...
Once they're dead, there's no contrast, so they abide.
Doesn't matter. There's nowhere to go anyway, so it's okay. So do they think they're still here then? You know what I mean? Do they start to say, well, I'm here. I didn't transition. She's holding me here.
You won't know the difference.
That's what I mean. They won't.
Now wait. Now
the husband can see everything, right? That's the point. The husband is
before, during, and after transition.
So the dead don't move off and lose sight of this world.
That's correct. Otherwise, how could you speak to us in non-physical if they did?
Right. So, yeah, that's why heaven's...
You're adding the human aspect of the mind in your understanding of your process of all your totality.
Yeah.
And there's more non-physical of you than there is physical, and there's less mind than you'll ever need.
Right. There's less mind in yourself, in your physical self.
Because you give it so much emphasis that it becomes that you got to have your mind. You can't lose your mind. Well, you'd be better off most times if you did.
Right. And a side thing, I wonder often, what are we going to talk about the next show? I would suspect that Ian would tell me, don't worry, Bob. It's like what Jesus said to disciples. When you have to testify, you will. It'll come to you. That's what's going to happen every Wednesday.
Or we can talk about February the 2nd of 2010 in the beginning of your last series of Lost.
It does start on my so-called birthday, February 2nd. We could talk about it, you mean now? What do you mean?
Well, that's a future experience. Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
But it's not because it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Well, how could something not happen yet be?
Right, and so Wednesday's show coming up has happened. Is happening. But we experienced the process of arriving at next Wednesday and wondering, well, what are we going to talk about?
Thank you. Yeah. There you go. That's exactly correct. So, to warm that up, but we think it flows better if it's not a practice scripted.
That's right.
Dichotomy.
Yeah, what surprises me is that we start the show, I have a few things I can come up with if we all forgot and didn't know what to say, and then I'll go to some things prepared, but I like to see how the show unfolds without that backup used. You know what I mean?
Us too.
Yeah.
That's giving your non-physical more room to control the show, and it makes them better.
Right. So once the show starts 9:05, whatever's going to occur to me or Carol, that's what'll happen. And so I know that's going to happen. So it's done. So we don't
absolutely.
And you can go in with the confidence. Oh, the less prepared we are, the better. Is what you're saying on that.
The less prepared you are, the more non-physical has an opportunity to not get tangled up with your physical attributions that you've arrived, that you know that's what's going to be.
Right. I always, the only thing I organize for the show is the letters, emails that James has forwarded me that are addressing us. Because we are,
or not Carolyn's going to get you up in time.
Yes, that's right. And she's so far doing well. But the, you know, I have, the questions are part of the show. We're going to get to them, so I have them ready at the at the point. Okay, so that was a side thing. We were talking about the show, but what was I saying just before that, Carol? We were about the future, or about why did I go over into the show? And that was a side thing. Okay, so what were we talking about before that, Carol?
Mm-mm.
Just a minute ago. Just a thought. The wave. Oh yeah, the dying, and how they don't know what time it is, and it doesn't matter. So part of the non-physical being here. Okay, so if someone, so the idea.
Are you getting tired, Bob?
No. Just starting to ramble, Carol.
I am. What did you feed JW to wake him up?
No, he woke up before, but now he wants. He had this marvelous craving for fresh squeezed orange juice,
mm-hmm,
and bologna and yellow mustard and bread.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you the bologna, mustard, and bread is Carolyn's youth.
Don't know.
But you probably had that kind of stuff, Carolyn.
And we had good mustard today in our dinner, so we had mustard, mm-hmm, in us.
So that evoked
He adores mustard anyway.
So, Carolyn, that was good mustard. So you, Carolyn, probably had bologna mustard sandwiches when you were young, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So the... this thing, Carolyn, about there's no, the physical and non-physical are here. It's like this idea of the veil, lifting the veil, it's already, there is no veil for the non-physical entities. They can see this world. They interact with it. They respond to it. They hang
around.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's the point. Yes.
So what is it, where did we get these ideas of this veil? Of this big separateness.
Because you have to separate you from the Holy of Holies.
And that, yeah.
Which is you.
And what? And you.
Which is you.
Right, so you were saying before the printing press, you had the influence of the Ark of the Covenant, so that did have a veil, but not everybody even knew about it, because not everybody read. So a lot of this veil thing we're talking about has been reinforced a lot since the printing press. We would be surprised at how people lived before the printing press.
More, much happier.
Yeah, we would be surprised at what the printing press has given us books about how dark those periods were.
Exactly. They were like, oh well, good, okay.
Glad
you're right, but we didn't notice, so we're good.
No, we're like, oh gee, I'm glad we didn't live then. So when Ion talks about the printing press creating the Dark Age, it's a pretty interesting phenomenon. Now, did McLuhan, when he first came out, was considered to be anti-book, and he, when interviewed, said, no, I'm not anti-book and this and that. But on the surface, it looked like he was saying the book and the... He didn't say
anything. No, he said, I'm pro-gibberish.
But he said before, in the Playboy interview, he considered... Industrial man is the fall of man, and that's the print era. And he said, I used to think that way, I don't now, but I suspect he still thought that, but he knew it wasn't cool to keep creating a big bugaboo about it. But Ion agrees with that part of McLuhan, or regardless of McLuhan, Ion sees the printing press as quite a disservice, Well, you could say contrast, and it was great to create contrast.
Well, that's because he's getting it from Bob.
Yeah, that's what we could suspect. Are you getting that from me?
Yep.
So Ion doesn't agree with that itself, or Ion doesn't have an opinion.
Ion doesn't care.
Doesn't care. So a lot of what Ion says is coming from some parts of Bob.
No, Bob is who speaks to us mostly. So it's different from the individual asker.
Right, but a lot of what we have said Ion has declared is because Ion's only talking to Bob.
Correct.
So Ion would not consider the printing press a dark age if talking to someone else would never even thought of that.
Likely, yes.
Yeah. But I think, aside from the fact that you get it from me, I think you kind of agree.
Mm-hmm.
You agree, Carolyn. They agree, Carolyn.
Good.
That the printing press had... See, McLuhan was smart about it. He says the printing press did this, but we wouldn't have had the electric age. So he's assuming people thought the electric age was pretty good, and different, newer, but we couldn't have got it without the printing press. Now, Ion would maybe disagree with that reasoning. No, you could have got the electric age without the printing press, right?
You very well could have, yes.
Yeah, but it's logical the way it went. There's a
certain
aptness to it. But now, do you see the printing press, as McLuhan saw, is really becoming diminished in its influence?
No, not by its influence. Maybe by its effectiveness, but not by its influence.
Because so much of our identity is wrapped up in the book impression.
Well, you turn around, no, it's not the book, it's your chip body. But you turn around and you ask non-physical a question, we answer it, and then you have to go to the Wikipedia to see if it's okay or not. Well, okay, good luck with that.
Yeah, so the book is all cultures, many cultures have some form of writing. It seems to be an important part of human creativity.
Becomes the empirical, unquestionable reference.
So it's a huge archetype, the book, the written, because it can be in manuscript form or different forms, but the writing, the symbolization, is a major hypnotic effect on human creativity.
Yes.
Major part of it. And the Emerald Tablets were like the first written thing and stand there frozen for all time as a way to get past the need for symbols.
All future, yeah.
Yeah, to get past all future?
So from the future, yeah.
To get free of the future, because the writing projects the future. It creates the future.
Because that language hasn't been created yet.
Yeah, it's the book yearning for what has for more. The writing. The writing
to
system.
To be understood.
Yeah, the writing system is yearning for more to be understood. That's a major archetype that Ayn is helping us to drop.
Leave, sieve, right out of your experience. Good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
and you will. It's all right.
You will, meaning me and Carolyn, or humanity?
Which one were you asking about? Humanity, yes.
Yeah, humanity. I have a little...
Vibrance.
Yeah, vibrance. Okay, so I want to re-energize Ion by going... is the person, I'm going to just come up with some strange questions just to see where they lead, you know, because if this is, I can find out anything I want, then I'm going to bring up some points. Is the person who was elected, known as President Barack Obama, is that the same person in the White House now? In other words, has he been replaced by a double or something like that?
Not replaced by...
added to.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, but we know, Castro, many presidents have doubles. So I think that's...
Most of them do.
Yeah, so there are Obama doubles.
Yes.
Is he using the doubles more and more because there are assassination attempts, threatens?
No, good Lord, it just, yeah, no.
So there's no, it is the same Obama, but there are doubles.
It is.
Yeah. Did he have doubles before he was inaugurated?
No. That's that rite of passage as you become into the presidency.
And then as the workload builds up, you have to get doubles to do stuff, right?
Well, but you'd think you'd have a pretty radical staff that could take care of stuff, but, you know, maybe not.
Oh, so there's a certain... this is the Obama that's pissed off that he got this job and shocked at the ridiculousness of it. He's lost a bit of energy, so he has to send out doubles. He hasn't got the energy to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a kind of his alienation. as it increases, the more doubles are used.
Well, yeah, and that's a strong word. That's a little strong word. It's true, it's right, but it's just a little strong.
Yeah.
It's a little strong. So we're just being empirically trying to be given the benefit of the knowing.
Okay, so George Bush Jr., the previous president, does he have doubles operating for him now?
They are still available, but where has he been? Who's seen him anywhere?
Well, what is he doing with himself? Is he in a distraught state of mind, or is he quite relaxed and allowed and glad he's not in Obama's position?
Glad he's not in Obama's position and just laid up in Dallas.
Yeah, has he and his wife separated?
No.
They're still a loving, get-along couple.
Well, now I wouldn't go through all that, but they still share the same house, yeah.
Was she bothered by the image that he got to be the most, worst president in history? You know, that talk that was happening.
Oh, since Obama?
No. Before Obama in 2005 and 2006, he was considered the worst president in history at very low ratings. Did that bother
him?
Well,
they said the same thing about Jimmy Carter. Now
yeah.
He saved the day. So they don't give that crap no credence.
Yeah, so she's not alienated.
They said Ronald Reagan was the best president we've ever had, and now they're blaming him with the debt that is now. So go figure.
Right, but his wife was not upset that she was married to the dumbest president in history.
She wasn't.
Yeah, she doesn't believe that.
Correct.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter what you say it is,
yeah.
She doesn't think that, so it's not.
That's right. Now
he was smart enough to get through it.
Yeah, smart enough to get through it and considering how bad it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he didn't even have a country to rule. China ran it, so to speak. In China.
Well, but that wasn't his fault and problem. You got to go back a little further.
Yeah. Does his father, Senior George Bush Senior, use doubles?
Not so much anymore. He's all but gone.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, is he transitioning soon?
Not right away. It's very hard for a sitting president to pass because they have to plan. The funerals are pretty invasive, so they can keep you going for a long time. He's just enjoying his relationships.
Right, because Chris Story says George Bush is ahead of the Nazi continuum DVD.
Oh, yes, and that Aryan, them, God bless them Aryans, but
yeah.
I don't think he has blonde hair and blue eyes, but...
Yeah, they even say he has a different name. He's not even George Bush. Now, the Aryans told me that George Bush Sr. was very intelligent, and he hadn't been named, the building wasn't named yet, but the way they talked about him in 90 or so, I could see he was very important. He made wise decisions, dealt with a lot of problems, was very intelligent. And I can see that for those that know, he deserved it.
Well, that's only because he was on the coattails of Ronald Reagan, so he just kept going. He kept going what Ronald Reagan acted on.
Yeah.
And made that archetype. No more new government, double it up. No more new government, double it up. No more new government, double it up. Well, that was just song and dance. That's Bonzo Goes to Town, the monkey movie that Reagan made.
I know, but George Bush was the guy they said behind the scenes who was doing the actual work.
Not so much.
Reagan was the hands-on?
No, not so much. It wasn't hard when you're making it up as you go, Bob.
All right, so the 418 group was in charge. They were doing the hard decisions.
They certainly were embraced.
By Reagan and Bush, you mean?
Or vice versa.
Yes.
Vice President Bercy.
That's good.
Sorry, was a little, we couldn't resist.
Yeah, so Bush is, so the Marines said, he deserved to have, they implied that he would deserve to have the CIA building named after him. I mean, within the profession, did he do things that are greatly respected by those that knew what he did?
Yes, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
He didn't
lose his cool. He's pretty.
Never. And you weren't gonna blow smoke up his skirt.
Right.
Deal.
Right, and his wife, Senior, is one of these ancient American families, right?
Uh-huh.
From a wealthier family, I think.
They ate pretty regularly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then, now let's try to find out some fantastic scenarios that are true that
have... Well, now, you screwed it up right there. True is relative.
Yeah, we don't know what's true, but it is relatively true.
No, everything we tell you that's true, you're the human creator, you go to unprove, so...
Yeah.
That's relative.
Well, okay, so we're going to establish what we're going to unprove, what humans will unprove if they heard about it. They'd unprove
it. Okay.
Yeah. So
you can do that.
So... We have
many are going to transition.
Beg your pardon?
Many are going to transition.
All right. Now's
many are going to find the resonance within the thinning of the veil, and they're going to resonate with the non-physical, and they're going to become enlightened, and they're going to quit knowing and caring what everybody else thinks about everything. They're going to start embracing their own power, and when they come into their own power, it's going to be quite an anarchic and what do you call anarchy?
Anarchic.
Anarchy.
No. Anarchic condition.
Anarchic. We like anarchy.
Right. So this, but you were saying that they're going to transition.
Some are going to transition. Others are going to ascend into this place.
Into the guff.
No. Many are going to transition in the gut, but the others are going to ascend into their capital M-A-N, man.
Oh, that's what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And if Ion is heard, and Ion sort of, quote, convinces people that there's no sting and death and it's a blissful place.
There's not. There it is.
Yeah. Would that encourage some? Is some of those who hear Ion will be encouraged to transition, to accept
no.
it?
No. We're not encouraging them to come to that. We're encouraging them to make more room for the non-physical, then they don't have to go.
Right, and we...
There's no reason for suicide to be the fastest path to their joy.
Right, so the Ion will be sparking those that ascend.
Yes, and those that can't do it will transition.
Right, so Ion is actually laying down the bar, making the offer. It's the UFO that showed up, the 2012 singularity... that offers you the choice.
Yes, and when and every singularity opens up the plethora of duality.
The plethora, many dualities.
Many, yes, good.
Many dualities. So if when you say Ion's going to bring in Iondom, then that seems to be pretty huge. So that's what Ion is around, going to be around for a long time. Or a fun time. Man, no, fun time. Ion's going to be around for a fun time.
We get there, we go, we got it, and then we go back to time. I'm thinking, okay.
It's all right. Ion is in for a great fun time for the next span.
For the long haul. How about that?
Okay.
There you go. That's okay.
So, Adolf Hitler transitioned, Bormann transitioned. We like to talk about the Nazis, and they have a specter of evil, and it's interesting how they turned out. You know, they became responsible citizens in the Pentagon and the 418 group and all that, the German Jewish Science. What's another grouping? Maybe it came out of the KGB. What is another grouping that is influential today? Well, up to today. They're not influential anymore. Nobody's influential now, right?
Well, we defer. It's not quite... It's
there is a few influential entities. Maybe the Mountain and maybe the Chinese, this and that. But the...
Okay. Maybe.
But the thing is, those that, before we had this collapse of influence, Who was another factor besides the Nazi Jewish scientist that became part of the power elite of the last 30 years? That I'm not people from the panel.
Austrians.
The Austrians, okay. But are they linked to the? Because some people do say the Austrian Habsburg dynasty members are. That's your Ray Allen view, you know, that the Habsburg dynasties are. Those people are influential.
Well, now we didn't give the Habsburgs as much as she does, but they just so happen to be Austrian.
Well, how did they? What is their role? Is it because they're in between East and West?
We don't give it that much credence.
The East and West. So, well, how did they get into positions of influence?
We'd have to say they relaxed and allowed and started repping into their fullness of beingness. And when they do that, then guess what happens? You ease into this place of superfluous power. Can't help it. It just creeps up on you, Bob.
Yeah, so they're not Knights Templars.
No.
So why did these Austrians pull this off in themselves?
They saw it as the fastest path to their joy.
Are they quadrillionaires? I see. So they're, and then there's the Prussians, but the
Is part of their Austrians. See, Prussia.
I see.
R.H. Prussia. Was from that Latvian, Austrian, all those countries, and even in some of the Czech republics came from there. So they kind of came from each other.
Yeah. So when you have referenced the Prussians as another faction of quadrillionaires,
yes.
And now we have it, I have it clear. It's that they're represented by the Austrians. Clear. The Austrian is the new name for these Prussian.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those countries are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, where's Czechoslovakia? It's gone.
But the quadrillionaires that come out of that area are sitting fine and operating on the planet. All right. So the
so good.
When did the Prussians become a quadrillionaire? Because the first one was a Taiwanese in 1961 or so. So the Prussians somehow pulled this off in the 1970s or 1980s.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
See, you got to realize that the only reason a quadrillion became a big deal in the 60s, a millionaire was a big deal.
Right. So they're the new millionaires, and the Prussians were, the Austrian Prussians are.
But not nouveau riche. It's just compounding.
Oh, the Prussians go back to the 19th and 18th century, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Very good.
But Turn and Taxis sort of was part of that group.
They were.
But not
in
so.
Chateau Lafitte.
Yeah. Because Chateau Lafitte had families all over Europe.
Now, of course. Very good.
So. But
they were from Lourdes. Well, what does that mean? They were from everywhere.
Right. And but the Chateau Lafitte is not a quadrillionaire level.
No.
No. But they're, you know, they can hang out with them.
For sure.
Yeah. So that's the Central European
element. Except for David. He's not doing so good, but yeah.
David Rothschild?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the one who passed on at the age of 33?
No.
Oh, okay. Why isn't he doing so well, David?
Well, they've lost their oomph. Ain't nobody listening to them no more.
Right. But the historical quadrillion, the Prussians, they were around with the early Rothschilds, but they've made the transition.
A little before.
Yeah, and they've made the transition. Rothschild didn't for whatever.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So that's the Middle European oligarchy. Okay. Now, how the parallel. Okay, so the. All right. And the update of the. Insurance company that investigated tanker that went to Liverpool in the parallel world, and then they bought it, and then they sent it to the Pacific Triangle, and the captain of it was familiar with this. It disappeared. Has it come back?
No.
Is the insurance company in full understanding of the process?
Yes.
Yes. Were they parallel worlders who ran that insurance company?
No.
Right, but now they have the potential to get to know some. Correct?
Yeah.
So the parallel worlders now, will we be approached by these knowing, conscious parallel worlders?
You have been already.
In person?
Yes, Bob.
Where would that have happened? Somewhere on this on this island?
Well, you haven't been off that island, so yes.
Yes, it has to be here, and we were approached. So I'd have to think of the people we engaged.
Correct.
It's not